CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor with Tom Joss and Bill Raggio, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, discussing Afghanistan after the withdrawal. However, Tom, you have featured a target by the U.S. of an al-Qaeda leader in Idlib, Syria, reminding us there are many more theaters operating besides Afghanistan. But you had a comment, Tom, so that first about Afghanistan.
You know, John, you asked about CENTCOM commenting on Afghanistan. I think, you know, a couple of things I'd say about this final weeks here of CENTCOM's so-called reporting on Afghanistan. I mean, the first thing is that CENTCOM released a picture of the final U.S. soldier leaving Kabul. And they did this as some sort of bizarre point of pride, as if this was something to boast about. And it was totally strange. I mean, you know, they just lost the war. The Taliban, al-Qaeda just took over the country. And they put out this picture of the last American soldier, and the picture is done through night vision, you know, the green night vision, as if this is a point of pride or something to boast about. And, of course, the jihadis picked up on this very quickly and integrated this into their propaganda. So both Taliban and al-Qaeda accounts used this picture that was put out by CENTCOM in a clueless fashion as a point of propaganda. They compared that picture to the last scenes of the Soviets leaving, for example, or to drawings and artistic renderings of the British leaving Afghanistan. So it just shows how really clueless I think the American side was about this war and how it was an orphaned war. Nobody really wanted responsibility for it or even to fight it in the end. The second thing is real quick is that, you know, CENTCOM also, you know, is boasting about their night vision capabilities in tweets saying we own the night and showing these types of images. And Bill, you know, somewhat snarkily, but I think this was good snark, said, you know, you tweeted on top of it that you just posted about how you own the night. Well, Afghanistan, you know, the Taliban owns Afghanistan and many of your night vision goggles, which you lost vis-a-vis the Afghan forces that crumbled and also through direct raids by the Taliban al-Qaeda for the years. And this is something that when you look at how the Taliban al-Qaeda are the kits they have, the special forces kits that they put together for their people, they often include night vision goggles themselves. And so it just, again, was just completely clueless messaging from the U.S. military, which has really been out to lunch on this for a long time.
We go immediately to your report on a drone strike, a U.S. drone strike in Idlib province, Syria, the remaining province that is dominated by jihadists, including al-Qaeda and their kindred. A still photo, I'm presuming, provided by the al-Qaeda or its media arm immediately after a drone strike. What do we know about this attempt and was it successful? Because I don't see a martyr tape here.
You know, no, there's no martyrdom statement so far, although some jihadis have said that a Tunisian al-Qaeda operative was killed. Again, when you look at the statement that was put out by CENTCOM, it was terse, didn't provide any real details, certainly didn't explain how this figure who was targeted in Idlib connects to the broader al-Qaeda network or why he was targeted versus others who are operating in Idlib or elsewhere. There's really no explanatory narrative for any of this at this point. It's all unhinged from the public discourse. It's just a sort of a random statement of a couple lines saying, hey, we targeted this senior al-Qaeda leader in Idlib and go team. But you know, the jihadis reported that he was a Tunisian ideologue who works for Hirst al-Din, which is one of the al-Qaeda outfits in Syria. As we talked about, Bill, the jihadi scene and John, the jihadi scene is a total mess in Idlib. You know, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham is this al-Qaeda offshoot. There's a whole messy story there about its role in the al-Qaeda network and this disassociation they had from al-Qaeda. They dominate al-Qaeda. There's this lesser group, a smaller group known as Hirst al-Din, which is still functioning and still reportedly has thousands of members. And this guy was supposedly a leading figure in that group.
And we do not have the success, but does CENTCOM speak of al-Qaeda? Are they specific that this was an al-Qaeda leader?
Yeah, they say he was a senior al-Qaeda leader, but they don't explain what that means. You know, and so when you say he's a senior al-Qaeda leader, okay, you know, Hirst al-Din certainly is part of al-Qaeda, and I can certainly make the case that he was a senior al-Qaeda leader, but they don't explain why he stands out to them. Why of the thousands of jihadis who are in Idlib, why is he the one that needed to be targeted? What was he doing that needed to be targeted? They don't explain any of this. And that's part of the problem we have at this point. And why that's important is because we don't think the U.S. government, and we've documented this, Bill and I have for years, the U.S. government doesn't have a working functional model of al-Qaeda. So when they say they targeted this guy from al-Qaeda, yes, he probably was a senior al-Qaeda leader based on what jihadis are saying. But there's no explanatory narrative for the American people to understand this threat as it goes on here. And that's part of what's sowing confusion about this war fighting that you're still seeing 20 years later.
Bill, I read a report that Thomas provided from September 2019 from the State Department about al-Qaeda leadership and naming some of the al-Qaeda leaders. Is your information from the U.S. State Department or the U.S. Department of Defense, does it characterize al-Qaeda as reawakening, as bigger than we thought it was, as more widespread? How does it regard an organization that I think has been declared dead as many times as Dracula?
Yeah, the common characterization of al-Qaeda these days is that it's been degraded. I mean, it's contradictory, actually. Even President Biden in his speeches says al-Qaeda is degraded, and yet it's metastasized across the globe. And that was his justification for leaving Afghanistan to the Taliban, which is closely allied with al-Qaeda and isn't resurgent there, but has always been there, as Tom and I argued. So it's been a muddled mess of confusion from the U.S. State Department, from the Department of Defense, from the CIA, as far as what al-Qaeda is and their importance in the global jihad. Most of the attention has been put on the Islamic State, and that is because of the Islamic State's ability to take over significant portions of Syria and Iraq from 2014, and they held those areas from 2018. But it discounts the fact that Shabab, al-Qaeda's branch in Somalia, controlled territory twice, that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula controlled significant portions of territory in Yemen twice between 2011 and 2016, that the Taliban is now in control of Afghanistan while the Taliban's alliance with al-Qaeda is enduring. So the U.S. government has failed in this 20 years of war of defining what al-Qaeda is, what its place is in the global jihad, who the enemies are. That's what Tom had talked about with the jihadist from Haris al-Din who was killed in Syria. That's this war in a nutshell. It's we're getting little pieces of information, but there's never an effort to put the picture together and explain it to the American public. But if particularly after a decade of wanting to end the so-called endless wars, you don't make those cases, because if you actually honestly looked at this, you'd realize that maybe you might want to stay engaged if this enemy was stronger.
Bill Raggio, Tom Jossin, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. They are senior fellows. They keep the Long War Journal. I highly recommend it as a way to follow the jihadists across a vast landscape as we go forward with the Taliban in a country, Afghanistan, that is headed to disaster, catastrophe, darkness visible. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.